People living across the Texas coast traveled inland to avoid the worst of Hurricane Harvey when it made landfall on Friday night. Claire McInerney from member station KUT spent the weekend with evacuees in Yoakum as they waited out the storm.
When 13-year-old Grady Tomek's family chose to leave their home in Shiner, they packed the essentials to endure through a hurricane. Water, food, clothes. For Tomek, that also meant his guitar.
It's just our house is probably going to get destroyed, so, yeah.
Who are you here with?
My parents and my brother.
I met Grady under an awning at the Regency Inn in Yoakum. Starting early Saturday morning, power and Wi-Fi went out, so he picked up his guitar.
It's just, I've been bored, so I've been playing guitar.
By Saturday afternoon, that boredom spread beyond 13-year-olds without their cell phones and Snapchat. Everyone at the hotel was feeling it.
Boredom, darling, boredom. Oh my gosh.
Rachel Burns traveled to Yoakum with her 90-year-old mother from Palacios.
I've had enough. Let me out of this cage. You almost feel trapped because you can't go anywhere and you can't do anything and you can't get any information. And then when you finally get to hear a tidbit of information, it's like oxygen, you know?
The lack of information and boredom made Burns venture outside of her hotel Saturday afternoon. Despite the inches of rain that fell in Yoakum, she drove around the block and found a restaurant with the lights on. Mimi's Kitchen is a diner adjacent to another motel in Yoakum. And while the entire town was without power, their electricity was working.
I don't know why the power's still on here, but I know this is one of the highest points in town.
Kaylee Lurkey co-owns Mimi's with her mother, Mimi York. When they saw that their restaurant had power and talked to the owner of the hotel next door, they decided to open.
Once we seen he was booked with evacuees, we were thinking they have no microwaves, they have nothing to eat hot food, some of them may not have money to get food. So we were like, you know what, we're going to open up.
Mimi is the cook here and tried to go to the local grocery store to see if there was any food left. There wasn't, so she decided to work with what was in her fridge.
We couldn't get supplies either, so we figured we'd cook what we had. We'd rather cook it and serve it than throw it away if it rotted in the bad weather.
Which on this day meant a limited, but certainly Texas-inspired menu Kaylee could offer guests.
We have chili with cornbread, stew with cornbread, and we also have tuna salad sandwiches with chips and bologna sandwiches with chips. And tea comes with everything.
The crowd in the diner was a mix of regulars coming to watch news on the TV and evacuees enjoying the hot meal. That meal helped improve Rachel Burns' mood. Sitting outside her hotel room while her elderly mother slept, she smoked a cigarette. She said thinking about the state of her home was too overwhelming right now, especially after she spoke with someone from the county next to hers about conditions there.
I did find out that Calhoun County, right next to my county, is like a third world country right now. No sewer, no running water, no electricity. They have a curfew in place, and they're urging all evacuees not to come home for at least the next few days.
So she's listening to that advice and not leaving Yoakum for a few days. While she's nervous about seeing the state of her house, she still considers herself lucky. She and her mother are safe.